Savannah. My name is Jeremy Henders, and I need to confess that I am a long-standing member of the Facebook group Greg Howe is the Best Urbana Announcer Ever. There's actually a sign backstage, and on it there's this note that says, "Dear Greg, my friends think you look really cute with your Santa hat." I think it's signed by Ramez Atala. Well, it was March 2008, and God started speaking an uncomfortable word to me. "Jeremy, I want you to leave InterVarsity staff after this summer." Though I questioned and asked for clarification, this word was so strong that I eventually had to talk to my supervisor. Once I spoke to him about leaving staff, I actually felt peace about staying one more year, giving myself time to discern what the next season in my life would bring. I knew that if I were to remain on staff with InterVarsity, I would need three things: call, partnership, and apprenticeship. I was looking for call, clarity about the next season of ministry for me. For partnership, I wanted to work in team rather than primarily alone. And apprenticeship, I wanted more extensive mentoring in ministry. So I started praying for these three things. At the same time, I kept hearing another word from God: leave your father's house. Psalm 45:11 says, "Forget your people and your father's house." And in Genesis 12, the Lord says to Abram, "Leave your father's household and go to the land I will show you." But what did he mean by this for me? I'd left home for college 8 years earlier. I rarely ironed my clothes, and I kept leftovers in the fridge way longer than my parents did. I'd left home. But God started showing me that InterVarsity had been a home of sorts to me. One where I had grown in how to follow Jesus and respond to his mission. Having that conversation with my supervisor about possibly leaving this house was a significant step in maturing my relationship with InterVarsity, much like our relationships with our parents mature as we enter into adulthood. This theme of leaving my father's household also permeated the foundational relationships and places that for all my life had brought me identity and security. Within a couple months, God spoke to me that my current residence was a spiritual home that I needed to leave. And in May 2008, the most powerful kind of tornado that can be humanly recorded destroyed nearly one half of my hometown, forcing me to face difficult places in my own life and how I related to the neighborhood and home from which I came. I wanted to obey God in leaving my father's house, but I didn't know how all this would play out. I went to Ethiopia that summer, co-directing one of InterVarsity's global projects. My first day back to work in the States, my supervisor had a conversation with me that boiled down to, "How is Ethiopia? Think about moving to the University of Iowa." And I said, "I think I need another glass of water." But our region of InterVarsity has a vision of being missionaries, moving into new neighborhoods and planting InterVarsity chapters. We had a strong sense we were to go plant an InterVarsity chapter at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. Go Hawks. Amidst my jet lag and shock, I was actually excited because I'd been a lifelong Hawkeye fan. But I remembered my prayers. "Jesus, if this is it, I need call, partnership, and apprenticeship." It was August 2008 by this point, and over the course of the next month, God answered. Lindsay Olsberg, the InterVarsity staff worker behind all your morning manuscripts here at Urbana, asked if I would be her apprentice. She just happens to live in Iowa City, and she just happened to connect that month with the first student at the University of Iowa who would join the InterVarsity chapter plant, a sophomore named Brittany, who just happens to be from my hometown, from my home church, and is here tonight at Urbana. God was up to something. Shortly after, I was in the heart of Iowa's campus praying, "God, do you want me to plant here?" And I heard God tell me to read Hosea 2, which 22 verses in says, "God plants. I will plant her for myself in the land." I had my call. And 1 week later, I found out that Tony, an InterVarsity staff in Atlanta, was being called to the University of Iowa as well. My new staff partner. I moved a few months later, and the InterVarsity undergrad chapter just completed our first semester at the University of Iowa. We have a vision of multi-ethnicity and mission. So far, establishing 8 missional Bible studies in the res halls and cultural centers, with a new Christian and over 40 members, 13 of whom are here tonight. I had left my father's house and moved to a new neighborhood. If God is calling you to leave your father's house, that place of familiarity and comfort, in order to dwell among new people, don't be afraid. Take the risk, step out, and watch God provide an adventure you'd never want to miss. Thank you.